Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And then you can also find us on the TuneIn app, whether or not you have an Android or an Apple iPhone. It really doesn't matter. You can get us. And I told you last night that changes were coming. You know, we said our goodbyes to Mike and thanked him for everything that he did. And one of those changes is on the show with me right now, a good friend of mine, a friend that I've had since I was 4 years old, Rudy Cicchini. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, glad to be here. I'm super excited to be a part of the show, and I'm looking forward to what we got coming.
And we have a lot coming. There'll be some changes. You know, Mike is a Louisiana guy, and I don't want to give anything away, but that makes two of us now that aren't Louisiana guys. But we'll still talk about things that that happen around here. We'll talk Saints, Pelicans, LSU. Not a whole lot of that's going to change, but you know, you and I have some similar things. Obviously, we've been friends forever, and you and I like to do online betting, and we're big baseball fans, and yes. As much of Mike and I were idiots, you and I are equally as much idiots, or if not more idiots. So everybody should be thoroughly entertained with what we'll be bringing to the table.
Absolutely.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was you were in town over the weekend, and we both got to experience Jazz Fest for the first time. So what was some of the things that you really enjoyed about it?
Man, it was just great being out in the crowd, you know, with all the pandemic, you know, going on, and that's kind of phasing away. And it was just great to be out there in the sunshine and, you know, being able to try some different foods that I've never had before. And by the way, they were all delicious. Yeah. And, you know, last but not least, the music was great and everybody was really friendly.
Yeah. You know, and that's something that I thought too, you know, it wasn't like the normal festivals that you and I have been to, you know, whether it was a Point Fest, which is the radio festival in St. Louis, or Ozfest or something like that, or Woodstock for that matter. But, you know, definitely a family friendly event. And I know that, I mean, this being the first time that you or I have went, a lot of people were saying that they cut back on the food this year because of coming out of the pandemic and stuff like that. But it seemed like there was a ton of food, more so than any festival I've ever been to.
Yeah, I agree. There was everywhere you looked, you know, there were vendors, and it was like I said, it was a great experience. And I'm glad you invited me down to enjoy it with you, man.
Well, thanks for going, and thanks for taking me along, really. And, you know, it was unfortunate we didn't get to see the Foo Fighters. You and I both love them a lot.
Yeah.
And, but the thing was nice that, you know, the Chili Peppers were good. But it was nice to see, and I've seen more pictures, yesterday afternoon that Dave Grohl was out and about and got his picture taken with Tony Hall from Dumpster Funk. And apparently he also Saturday night, I wish we would have went to the quarter, because Dave showed up at Preservation Hall and was hanging out. So
yeah, that would have been awesome.
But it's good to see him, you know, when your best bro passes away, and you know, that has to be extremely difficult, and I really didn't expect him to even be in town, but I'm glad that he's getting out, and hopefully that means that these guys are inching closer to making some more, you know, start making person, you know, public appearances, and get back to doing what we love them doing. And I thought, you know, truthfully, I think Taylor would want it that way. I don't think Taylor would want them to stop playing.
Yeah. I mean, in honor to him, I mean, they made some great music together, and you know, he was a staple in that band. And you know, I'm sure that was just a terrible, terrible shock to, you know, it's just, but you know, it is good that they're back out, you know, and they made an appearance there. And I did see some of the pictures myself, and you know, Dave looked like he had a, you know, smile on his face and looked like he was enjoying. And the Chili Peppers they did not disappoint. They put on a good show in place of the Foos.
Yeah. I mean, really, they didn't, they got down to it, man. They really, there wasn't a whole lot of messing around. You know, they obviously, you can't play 90 minutes straight without taking a little breather, and or else Chad Smith's arms might have fallen off. But you know, I think for the most part they brought it, and it was good. You know, I'm not gonna lie and say the Chili Peppers are my favorite band in the world. They're not, but I've always respected them, and you know, there's a few songs that I really enjoy by them. And I think it was awesome that they did that on such short notice to honor the Foo. And but yeah, and also the lump crab beignets that we had were fantastic.
Oh man, I was telling my wife about those, and you know, I'm trying to describe it, and she's just kind of looking at me like I'm an astronaut or something. And, but you know, they were delicious, and I'm looking forward to coming back down soon, and you know, partaking in something like that again, because it was awesome.
Well, now that you're a full-time member of the show, we do tend to get free media passes to festivals, so you know, you'll be able to report firsthand on what's going on, and we'll make sure I get you down here so you can do that. So
that'd be great.
And tonight I gotta make sure that I bring up the fact that it is, well, actually there's two anniversaries this week. One is tonight, my wife and I's third anniversary, and you know, I can't wait to go home and spend the evening with her, and we're going to go get some food, and I think we're going to watch a movie. So big anniversary planned.
Awesome.
But you are actually starting almost one day away from the fourth anniversary of this show. So turning the page and starting a new era, and there'll be some different things that you're going to bring to the table. Hopefully I got one thing that I just need to work on a little bit more, but you and I, just to give everybody a little bit of the inside track. I mean, you and I have been bros since, like I said, since kindergarten.
Yeah.
And one thing we used to do pretty well and better than anybody was phone pranks.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we're probably going to bring some of that into the fold at some point in time.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some good ones. That's for sure.
And we've got, there's one in the bank that I need to cut it down for time, but it's excellent that you did it a while back on your mom nonetheless. So
yeah, she's something else, and that was a good one. And you know, like I said, like the full audio is over 30 minutes long, and when she found out that it wasn't who she was talking to, you know, I don't want to give it away, but she was totally shocked, and you know, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. It's awesome. So I'll work on that and get that out there, and we'll talk about it. We were going to talk about it in the first segment, but you and I, like I said, you and I are both into online sports betting, and we'll talk about some of the daily lines a lot more than what Mike and I did, but we'll also talk about where we got screwed the night before.
So, yeah.
And that happens more.
That happens more than not, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got a ton of stuff to get to. We're going to talk about what happened last night with Dave Chappelle. Got a little bit of Drew Brees news. Got something interesting as far as baseball is concerned about the most hated teams in baseball. So we'll talk about that. We got a ton to get to, so stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. we provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Evelina's.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Do we want to get right?
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And, you know, everything was a big deal. And you and I talked about it while you were here about Chris Rock and Will Smith and how insane that was. And, you know, and even that, like, we both talked about how it almost came off as like it was a gimmick and like it was orchestrated.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I think Will Smith is going through some things, like, you know, his wife coming out in public and saying that, you know, that they have an open relationship or she wanted one and all that. Probably not conducive to one's mental state of mind if, you know, if you really love your wife.
Yeah, and, I agree. Yeah.
You know, and then you have last night, something else happens. And this is a lot scarier because this isn't Will Smith coming up on stage at the Oscars slapping Chris Rock. But last night they were doing the Netflix. What's it called? Netflix.
The Hollywood Bowl.
The Hollywood Bowl. I forgot what the name of the, it's like a comedian festival, essentially. But some guy jumps on stage and tackles Dave Chappelle and also had a knife. And there wasn't a lot of cell phone video because during a Dave Chappelle performance, you can't use your phones. But
right.
as much as I was thinking about, like, how does somebody, even if you're Will Smith, how do you get on stage when it's not your time? How in the hell does some guy just get on stage and not only tackle Dave Chappelle, but also had a knife on him?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how, I mean, I guess he picked the right time, obviously. But you know, that is scary. And you kind of wonder where, you know, where the security was on that.
Yeah, I know, like, if you and I have been at plenty of concerts and have had, we've indulged in adult beverages. And, yeah, you know, I can honestly say I've never once thought, you know, it'd be a really cool idea. I might have thought it, but I didn't have the balls enough to do it.
Yeah.
Jump on stage and do anything.
Right. And a lot of those concerts, you know, they got the security up there, you know, and they're dressed as security, you know, they're security guards, and, you know, they're just waiting for that guy or girl to, you know, jump mm-hmm. that fence and come. So that, you know, every time I've been at a show, you know, that they're up there, they're bright eyed, bushy tailed, you know, and they're ready for that. So I was kind of wondering what was going on with that.
Well, and also you got to think, some of those guys, and not that they, you know, not that taking your job seriously is a bad thing, but, you know, some of these guys, they probably watch Roadhouse a lot and get real excited while they watch it. I'll put it that way. And they get all fired up to come do their security detail for the night.
Right.
And seeing some idiot jump on the stage, it'd be, oh man, then they could, you know, they can lay the lumber to them.
Yeah.
Put the ace of spades and the five of clubs on them.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it's, you got to be nice. And when it's time not to be nice, it's time not to be nice.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just a scary ordeal. But the thing that that I thought was funny, and if you want to take some humor out of it, which any comedian's going to do, like, I guess towards the end of Dave Chappelle's set, Chris Rock walked out and asked him, was that Will Smith?
yeah how can you not laugh at that? I mean, that's
right.
And the good thing is Dave wasn't injured,
right?
And you know, he also joked about it with Chris, like you just said, so
yeah,
that's a plus.
Yeah he made a joke, and I don't know if I'll repeat it because I don't want to get those people picketing in front of the station, but I found it funny. But I guess other people wouldn't. You probably did too.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's the times we're living in right now, man. It's there's a lot of crazy stuff happening, and you just got to keep your eyes open.
Yeah. And you know, it's something too, like, I don't even know, like, it does seem like everybody's lost their damn mind, and I don't really know how this started or why it started, but you know, I'm sure the pandemic didn't help and everybody cooped up at home all the time, but
yeah,
you know, some of this is like just common sense stuff that you just don't do. And I think it's also because there's a lot of it's such a hands-off society anymore. And people didn't grow up the way that you and I grew up, where if you said something, you might get your ass kicked, that doesn't really happen.
Yeah. Now they, instead of throwing a punch, they're going to, you know, a bullet's going to be coming your way, you know, and that's the scary part. You really have to be careful out there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just unfortunate, but I'm glad that nobody was hurt. So switching gears just a little bit, we got about a minute left. I did want to tease everybody and say that Drew Brees had successful shoulder surgery yesterday or this week. And he said that he's going to be ready for the fall. Nope, he's not playing football. He's playing pickleball, which I'm not even sure what the hell pickleball is. This is like the third reference to pickleball I've heard.
Yeah,
in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it sounds phenomenal, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe next time you come down, we'll get a big game of pickleball going.
Yeah, what do you do? You just go to the store and you get some pickles and you form a ball. Is that how that works?
I think so. I think that's the only way. Well, truthfully, that would be the closest thing I could think of. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm going to have to do some research on what pickleball is, and maybe we'll get the Something to Say radio show, official pickleball team, and maybe get in the league with Drew.
There you go. And his Instagram photo, by the way, he looks like he could play another 5-6 seasons in the NFL. He looks like to be in great shape, as he always has kept himself in.
Yeah, and actually, it looks like he's wearing a Saints shirt that has the captaincy on it.
Well, so, that's the only way you can do it, man.
If you're the captain, I would probably walk around 24 hours a day with a captaincy on any shirt I had on.
Exactly.
All right, man. Well, let's get some news, and we'll come back and we'll talk some baseball, and then we'll do some daily lines because playoffs are here for the NBA and NHL. And we'll also talk a little baseball daily line too. So stick around. We'll be back with more after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street. Follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher with today's legislative update. A bill to prohibit transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports in Louisiana cleared another legislative hurdle. In support of the proposal, the panel heard from retired women's soccer player Ann Metz, who said her career ended when she was blindsided during a game by a biological male competing as a woman.
From what I deduce and what I've been told, I was hit for no reason, blindsided, and flew through the air, landing on the side of my head. I was concussed that day, and there was nothing that broke my fall except for my head.
That bill goes now to the House floor for what could be final passage. A bill banning use of a handheld cell phone while driving failed to pass the full House. Bill sponsor Mike Uvall of Breaux Bridge had this exchange with AMEET Representative Robbie Carter, who was concerned not everyone has or can afford hands-free tech.
My car's 50 years old. There's definitely no Bluetooth. It's got a standard transmission. I can do it.
You can go down the road and use that phone you got right there and not use your hand.
The bill fell shy of the votes needed to pass. This is LRN.
Check this out. Pick up your big bucks and play Jumbo Bucks from the lottery. Win up to $18,000. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Jumbo Bucks today for your chance to win up to $18,000. Listen up, folks. If you love bingo, then play Bingo Plus from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Bingo Plus today for your chance to win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hey y'all, have some festival fun this weekend. May 6th through 8th, Breaux Bridge Crawfish Festival. May 6th and 7th, Louisiana Smoked Meat Festival in Ville Platte, Mayfest in Leesville, and St. Bernard Bird Festival. May 7th, Morehouse May Madness Street Festival in Bastrop, and Louisiana Dragon Boat Races in Pineville. May 11th through 15th, Rain Frog Festival. So make your plans to Laissez-les Bon Temps Roulet.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your road trip at LouisianaIsATrip.com.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. And we talked about Drew Brees in the last segment, but I talked a lot about in depth last night on the Saints draft, which I thought they had a good draft. And I know that it was a little national media kind of went back and forth on it, but that's always the way it's going to be, especially whenever they talk about small market teams, unless it's something, you know, unless it's the Rams or somebody like, or the Jets, they love that draft, and which rightfully so, they had a really good first round. But
yeah, I agree.
I found this today, and it kind of made me laugh because you know from being around me, and you're a Saints fan also, but the relationship between the Falcons and the Saints are about the equivalent of the Cubs and the Cardinals or the Yankees and the Red Sox.
I agree.
It doesn't go well. No. And I thought this was number one. I love this guy's name. This guy, the Saints draft him as an undrafted free agent rookie, and from Auburn, and he's a safety. And his name is amazing. Smoke Monday, really?
Yeah, that's never heard that one before, but I like it. It sticks.
Right. Only thing that maybe be a little funnier as if it was like Smoke 420 or something like that, but but what I like, number one, he'd already been signing autographs in a Drew Brees jersey, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but there's a video of him, and he's driving past the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta, which is really hard to say since it was the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome, for so long. But he's nonetheless, he's driving past the dome in Atlanta, and he records a video of him saying, y'all got to see me two times a year, buddy. Good luck. Y'all got to see me two times a year. So I'm glad to see that this guy's already taken to the strong dislike that we have for Atlanta and the Atlanta Falcons. Because that hatred runs real deep. And I don't know if I pointed it out to you whenever you were here. I know we didn't go by there this year, but last year when you came down, there's still signs up around the dome that say 28-3, never forget. And we've been trolling them on that for quite a long time. Yeah. But Smoke Monday, man, he got a pretty damn good payday for being a undrafted. He got a base salary of $100,000 and the $20,000 signing bonus. So that's
some good coin right there. And another good thing about him is he's going to have a certain stud safety free agent signing that's going to be able to help mentor him. And I mean, who know better than Matthew to do that?
No kidding, man. And I think truthfully, like, I think that Matthew got a good contract. He got 3 years, $33 million, 18 guaranteed. But man, that guy's jersey sales in this city with him being hometown boy.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. They're going to absolutely love him in New Orleans. I mean, for one, he's a stud, you know, he likes to lay the wood, you know, and, I just think it's a great, it's going to be a kind of like a nice little perfect storm there, you know, in the secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that secondary was pretty damn good to begin with. And now you put somebody like him in the mix, and man, that's for beating the Buccaneers the last four times in the regular season, it's going to be even tougher for Grandpa Brady and his gang to pull out a win against these guys. And I was also excited about Chris Olave. I think he's going to be a good wide receiver from Ohio State. I think they did pretty well. And
no complaints here.
No, I think that they checked all the boxes that they needed to check. So I'm looking forward. I think the mandatory mini camp starts June 4th, I think it's like June 4th through June 6th or something like that. But we'll get a better look at what's going on, even though I went to mini camp once, and it's about the essential of watching flag football because everybody's in shorts and shoulder pads and they're not hitting each other. But
yeah,
they just run through plays, and that's fine. You know, you got to get acclimated and get the verbiage down. That's the biggest thing, I think. And that's something that Teron Matthew is going to be great at. I mean, he's going to be that vocal leader in the secondary to get everybody lined up the way that they're supposed to. And his leadership is going to be huge for that defense.
Absolutely.
So let's switch gears just a little bit, and we'll talk about baseball. And you and I, of course, growing up in St. Louis, we're huge Cardinal fans, and I'm not afraid to say that it is baseball heaven, because if you haven't seen a game in St. Louis, then you haven't seen a game yet.
And, yeah.
I was a little shocked, because I'll tell you this, when I first moved here, you know, we're used to growing up in St. Louis where everybody hates the Cubs. And the majority of the people hate the Cubs.
Right.
The people with taste hate the Cubs.
Right.
But coming here, I got a different perspective. And it's not really anything personal against the Cardinals, except for the fact that they win. Because a lot of people put us in the same category as the Yankees.
Yes, they do.
And I never really got that. And maybe you did go in other places, but I never picked up on that. But there was actually a list that was put out, and I'm trying to see who put this out. Oh, Bet Online we can do the full list. We got about 2.5 minutes, maybe not. We can hit some of the highlights, but a list of the most hated Major League Baseball teams from least to most. The least hated team is the Arizona Diamondbacks, which I would assume is because they haven't won since, what, 2001?
Yeah, do they still have a team?
I don't know. I think they've got this really expensive place you can go get in a swimming pool.
Oh, no, thank you. I've heard about those.
I know. No, there's no way in hell I would ever get in one of those swimming pools.
Yeah.
It might as well just be a pee pool.
Yeah, or a ball pit.
Yes. Then you got I'll look for some surprises. I guess that's our personal thing. The Brewers at land at 23. But there again, there's a team that hasn't won in so long. The Blue Jays, I can see why they're at 29, because they got a lot of young talent, and I think they're exciting to watch. So right now they're the belle of the ball until they probably win a world title, and then people start disliking them.
I agree. And then right above them in 28 and 27, you got the Colorado Rockies and the Seattle Mariners, and there's two teams with some promise, and they've been playing really well so far this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Rockies have been one of the big surprises so far this year, kind of on par with how the Giants were last year.
Yeah, CJ Cron, he's tearing it up.
Yeah. Then you have like the Tampa Bay Rays at 19, and even though they win, I don't think anybody can dislike them, because they are a great farm system for every other team in baseball.
Yeah.
You have the Pirates at 18, which they haven't done anything, and geez, when was the last time that they were even really relevant?
They were competitive probably once, maybe in the last 10 years, I believe. But I mean, they haven't seen that stardom since they sent Mr. Bonds over to the Bay.
Yeah, no kidding. The Reds at 15, well, the Braves at 16, which I would put them a lot higher on my personal list.
Oh, yeah.
The Reds at 15, which, I mean, at this point, it's hard. I just feel bad for their fans, really.
Yeah.
I think that was just a complete screw job that they got. Offseason.
Yeah, that fire sale that they had, you know, it was just kind of, it was shocking. I was shocked because they had a team that was able to compete. You know, they got a lot of good young arms, and Votto, what a loyal first baseman. I mean, want to stay there his whole career.
Yeah, and I think about players like him whenever the teams do stuff like this, and it just, you know, he's getting he's closer to the end of his career than the beginning, and He, you know, just to screw him over like that and have to start from scratch, it's terrible. Yeah. I was a little shocked that the Padres were so high on the list. They were ranked at number 11. I thought that would be another case, kind of like the Blue Jays, where you have a lot of young talent. They're cool guys. I mean, I like Fernando Tatis Jr. He's probably my favorite non-Cardinal.
Yeah.
To find that they're that high on the list, but I guess it's because they bought a lot of their pieces and, you know, nobody seems to ever like that.
Right. And then you got the, that pond scum team from out east that, slid in at number 8, right yeah. ahead of the Redbirds.
Yeah. I was shocked that the Cardinals were that high, but no, not really. I'm kidding. I expected them to actually be a little higher. When I saw the headline, I thought, oh damn, we'll be in the top 5 for sure. But no,
yeah.
Cardinals land at 9, Mets at 8, Giants at 7. Basically, you get to every team on this from here on up, except for the Cubs and the Phillies, have been a consistent winner.
Yeah, I agree there.
You have the Giants at 7, Red Sox at 6, then the Cubs, Phillies, Astros, which I get because of why they, you know, they got in trouble a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers and the Yankees, but personally, I would put the Dodgers at number 1 because the Yankees aren't the Yankees like they used to be. The Dodgers are the Yankees, like the
exactly.
way the Yankees used to be.
So. Right. Yeah, and it breaks my heart to see Trey Turner on the Dodgers because he's actually one of my favorite players. That's a non-Cardinal. Yeah. And they're loaded. They're ready, you know. And
yeah, I think they have like, what, 5 players on their starting 9 that have won MVP?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
That's just crazy. All right, man. Well, we need to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about some online betting, and we'll do some daily lines, and then we'll get out of here. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show, and we'll be back after this.
So ever I feel has come to light, whatsoever I fall on,
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Kevin McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter?
All right, we're back in Something to Say radio show, and we've been talking about online betting a lot lately, and now that you're in the fold, well, I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot more. We'll talk about the ups and the downs. Most importantly, whatever we say, you can't hold us to it. We're not expert bettors or professional gamblers or anything like that, so if you take our advice, it is completely on you, and I need to get that out there so we don't get sued. But because nobody wants us to really take our advice, because well, let's talk about last night, for instance. It didn't really go. I mean, I did all right. I took bets in both NBA games, and let's see, who was it last night? It was I can't even think. I'm having a complete brain fart.
I know you had one.
Go ahead with yours, because yours is on the right there.
Yeah, I got stung pretty hard by the Golden State Memphis game. Mm-hmm. You know, I had it was probably like a 15 pick parlay, and I hit every one except the Desmond Bane over 11.5 and the Klay Thompson to score 15 or more. Mm-hmm. Those were the two that got me, and I think that would have paid out a little over $700 on a $20 wager. So. I was kind of gritting my teeth on that one. So,
yeah, you just reminded me. Klay Thompson screwed me too, because, Steph Curry also helped in that. I had him at 3.5 three-pointers, and he got two. Or no, I'm sorry. He did get his. He got his late. Klay Thompson, I had him at 4. I think he had 2. And I also had him getting 20, and he got 12, I think. Yeah, 12.
Yeah,
those were the ones, and then I got everything else other than it was Klay Thompson that screwed me on that one, and then I did the early game too with the Celtics and the Bucks, and I'm trying to think, where did I lose it on that one? I can never say his last name, Antetokounmpo, right?
Sounds good.
that bit me, because I had him getting 12 rebounds. That's where I lost it, and he got 9, or no, yeah, he had 13 and he had 10, but either way I lost by 3 rebounds. That was gonna be a nice one, and the second one was gonna be like $1,400. I think the first one was gonna be like 6 or 7, and then the second one was gonna be 14.
Yeah, I took on a $20 bet on the early game also with you know, Boston and Milwaukee, and it was a 16 leg bet, and I hit everyone except Jason Tatum getting to record 4 or more rebounds. He finished with 3. I was sitting on the couch and I about threw my iPhone through my TV. I mean, it was, that wasn't a too big of a payout, but you know, it was still over $300. It would have been closer to 4, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, when you could hit all them and then you just lose by one pesky rebound, I mean, it's just like, what do you do?
Yeah, other than scream into a pillow or drink.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is that, like, you and I, we don't bet, you know, a big substantial amount of money. We're not, to me personally, the only way, if you're going to throw down a lot of money, the only way you're going to win is if you throw down a lot of money on a money line or an over under, something like that. On an underdog, and that, you know, that's fine for some people, or you can parlay a couple wins together. But I think for most folks to bet responsibly, I think it's better to do like what you and I are doing. Like, I'm, you know, I might bet and spend $10 or 15, maybe 20 at the most, and I'll parlay it to where it's a big payout. Otherwise, you're really not going to make anything. You might make, you know,
right,
if you wanted to bet the money line on $20, you might win, you know, you might maybe double your money. That's you'd have to really bet a big underdog to double your money.
Yeah.
So that being said, we could talk about tonight in the NBA. And you and I were talking about it over the weekend. Like, it seems like the NBA to me, and you said the same thing, like, that it's a little easier to pull off parlays because there's so much more action going on.
Yeah.
And so, like, tonight you have the Sixers and the Heat. The money line is a 207.5, which is, to me, that's a little low.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I were going to bet the over under on this one, I probably would take the over.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And then you got the Heat are favored by 8. I can see that.
I can see that without good old Joel being in the center position for Philly.
Yeah. Well, and also James Harden has looked like crap.
Yeah.
He looked terrible the other night. He screwed me on Monday.
Yeah. He's definitely not the same player he was when he was doing the old stop and pop for the Houston Rockets. That's for sure.
He might have needed to get some of those shoes from Walmart that you got over the weekend.
Those were the best $10 shoes I've ever had, buddy. And believe me, I wore them home at the airport, and I had a lot of good looks. It was either the shoes or my bird legs, but I'm going to go with the shoes.
Well, that's like the old Michael Jordan commercials. It's got to be the shoes.
That's right. That's right.
And for those of you that are wondering, and I have a matching pair, but the $10 Velcro shoes from Walmart, we wore those to Jazz Fest so we didn't ruin our good shoes.
Yeah.
But, those are some good looking shoes though.
Yeah. You know, I even told the lady that when I was checking out, I was like, hey, am I going to be able to like do a crossover in these? And she kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know, the stop and pop. I want to be able to drain one from, you know, the tray.
Well, we got less than a minute left, but okay. Real quick with the Suns and the Mavericks. The money line is 216. I think that's an over on that one. And
yeah.
The Suns are favored by 6. And I think this might be a night that Dallas pulls one out.
Yeah, I think Luka is going to have a big game. He might get a triple double tonight.
He had 45 in game one. So they need to, if they can't figure out a way to stop him, he very well could. So
yeah.
There you go. There's your advice on the daily line for the NBA. We're sorry we didn't get to the NHL or MLB. We will do that next time. And we need to get out of here. Step aside. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until tomorrow, we're just going to play Gloria.
Take it easy, everyone.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship,
and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who's playing by following us on Instagram at midnightrevivalnola. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher.